AMM Media. I'm Eric.
I'm Austin.
And we are
the Baldcasters.
Yeah.
It's good to be back.
Oh, it's good to be back, man.
Man, Eric, what's going on, dog? How's it going?
I'm doing quite fine over here, my friend.
It's good. Well, as is usual, we're gonna talk about all our nerd shit. We're gonna talk about sports, comics. We've got a little special something at the end. But before that, our bonus topic for the day: Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Cool. Before we do that, supports. So, Eric, we talked a lot on here about our favorite players, each position, you know, all that kind of stuff. Today, let's talk about something a little bit more, you know, tangible, right? Oh, for those of you who don't know, Devin Gray's sitting in today. He is, you know, just...
We're on probation.
Yeah, he's really making sure that we hit our times today. We got it.
He just wants the best for us.
Yeah, you know, he just wants to make sure that we're getting the most viewership we possibly can. Thank you, Devin.
We love him.
Yeah. All right. So
you know what? Round of applause for Devin. Please press the right button. There we go.
Good job. Thank you. I can't wait for you to edit that on post. So, today, something a little bit more tangible that we can talk about. We can look at papers for stats.
Yes.
Eric, I have to ask. What is your favorite stat?
I love a good assist. I love it.
Oh, you're just going off your 2K character.
Oh, you're going to go off yours.
No, I'm not.
Plus minus.
No, I'm not. Why would I have a plus minus?
Anywho, before I was so rudely interrupted.
Go ahead.
My favorite stat is rebounding.
So it's not assist?
No. You can't counteract. You can't have negative stats for rebounding. You have it for turnover. You have it for turnovers, but like, you know.
Yeah.
It's always nice because that's kind of been like a huge factor. And what I see is like, all right, how much work are they putting in? How much like, you know, effort? Because you know you can't just lazily get rebounds like You can get like 4 rebounds, 7 if you're tall enough, like that. But like if you're getting like 10, 15. Or, like, if you're, like, a guard and you're getting, like, 6 or 7, yeah, that's effort. And I'm like, yeah, I respect that.
Yeah. I feel that. Mine's probably steals. You know, something about, like, picking someone's pocket or, like, getting in a passing lane, like, reading the offense before they have an opportunity to, like, read what they're doing. Something about that is just, like, because, like, steals are more of a mental game than anything. Like, knowing when to go in, when to attack and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, like, I don't know. Something about that aspect of the game really intrigues me. Just like some of these guys, like really high IQ basketball players. Like you got like LeBron, Kawhi, Paul George, very high IQ basketball players that like can read offenses before the offense really knows what they're doing. You know, there's that like funny moment where LeBron's calling out opponents' plays before they're calling out their own plays. Like crazy, right? So I mean, getting in those passing lanes, like getting able to read and explore all that kind of the game. Something about that's really gets me going.
That's really nice.
It's really nice. So, we're going to start a new section today. We're going to start a little favorites area. We've talked about our favorites at each position in, you know, in the current NBA. But we don't know, like, who's going to be... Like, there are, you know, some obvious ones that are future Hall of Famers, obviously. But we don't know, you know, a lot of our top fives were, you know, younger players that, you know, we are excited to see what they can do, or they're like in the middle of their career somewhere where they haven't really, you know, gone over the hump for championships. Today we're going to talk about our favorite Hall of Famers and our favorite future Hall of Famers, and then we're going to go down each position, and this week we're going to start with point guards.
Yes, sir.
You know, the maestro of the offense, leading everything you do, you know, ball runs through him, he facilitates, all that kind of stuff. Who's your favorite Hall of Famer?
Well, it's down to Steve Nash or Magic Johnson because of the pure domination he was able to do on the court and his ability to like win and like overcome like adversity is amazing. And his play style still influences many players today with the flashy passes and the really hard close-knit handles. It's amazing.
Yeah. I'm kind of on the same fence as you. Like, between Magic and Nash is, like, you know, how do you pick that? Because, like, Nash, you have those moments where, like, team had to find him for not taking enough shots. And then Magic is, like, you know, there's a reason he has that nickname. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the flashy passes, as you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, he still influences today's game. So, I mean, you know, point guard's probably going to be the most difficult one for us, I think, at, you know, because there are two, you know, that are really up there, and especially, like, fan favorites and all that kind of stuff. But Hall of Famers, what about future Hall of Famers?
Future Hall of Famers? Besides Kyle Lowry, I think. You go first.
Probably Chris Paul. I just, absolute dog. You know, everywhere he's gone, he's made the team better, even though he's never gotten over that hump to win a championship. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there were talks at the beginning of last season of, you know, OKC was just going to tank to get the number one pick, and Chris Paul was just like, absolutely not. Mm-mm. You know, led him to the playoffs. Very, you know, strong showing against Houston. You know, ultimately didn't get over that hump, but, you know, had that game seven, you know, very, very impressive for where that team was at the beginning of the season.
Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
He's very impressive and probably one of the scariest people to walk on the court. His mentality, his ferocious, like, effort plays, his just overall dazzles me. And people hate on him for, like, not being effective, but, like, it wins games. And especially when you're a small market like OKC or in a bad situation where you weren't able to really get over the hump, you really, like, you would trade so much for him.
Yeah, how do you, I mean, as I agree with you. I don't understand where people keep giving Westbrook hate. I mean, you have one of the highest effort players in the league. Like, nobody, there's not many players that play harder than Westbrook.
A lot of people hate tryhards.
That's fair. Well, let's go into some comics. Mm-hmm. All right. So everybody knows about the Avengers, Justice League. Hey, can you, like...
I'm so sorry.
I'm really just trying to do my job over here. So, everybody knows about the Avengers, Justice League. You know, two of the most famous teams in all of comics, right? Mm-hmm. You know, those are the two, like, you know, poster childs of each selective, you know, each of the comic series. What is your favorite, if we're talking about outside of that, so one of the smaller groups within comics, who would you consider to be your favorite group? Superhero team.
That's hard. That's a tough one.
Something tells me Eric didn't read the notes for this episode.
What do you mean? I helped you come up with the notes.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's a hard decision.
Yeah.
No one can just go like, oh, I like the Teen Titans. All right. I'm trying to think about this, so give me a second.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Probably the Defenders.
Ooh.
You know, group of, you know, not quite as powerful metahumans as, you know, the Avengers or anything like that, but, you know, that street level violence. I mean, we still need heroes for that street level violence, right? Like, you know, petty robberies, all that kind of stuff, and that's kind of what the Defenders do. You know, you've got Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, just a really solid group of just street level heroes that can deal with a lot of those different issues that, you know, might be just a little bit too small for the Avengers, say.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking more of like X-Force.
X-Force? Okay.
Yeah, or the Fantastic Four. They're really solid. I really like watching them, you know, give the old razzle-dazzle.
The old razzle-dazzle? Mm-hmm. All right. I feel you. Okay. Well, we're getting into our third section.
Yeah.
We've had two shorter sections for our first two, so we can make sure we have plenty of time. Talk about Star Wars.
Yes.
As you know, Star Wars is something I grew up with. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been watching Star Wars for a long, long time. You know, Episode 1 was kind of my entry into Star Wars. Episode 1, and then I rewatched the original trilogy before I went on and watched Episode 2 and Episode 3.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something I've been with a long time. I saw Episode 1 when I was like 3, probably. Mm-hmm. It was the coolest thing I had ever seen in my life. So, with that, what's your favorite movie? I have to know.
Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. That's a good one. If...
Or Attack of the Clones.
Wow. I'm just going to ignore that you said that. Because I know that's not a valid statement.
What do you mean?
Well, that's just wrong.
What? You Excuse you?
You can't say Attack of the Clones. Because I know that's not your favorite.
Attack of the Clones was very well made and was...
You're lying. You don't actually believe that.
It was a cinematic experience.
You know what? You're right. It was a cinematic experience. You did watch it in the cinema. You experienced it at the cinema.
I enjoyed it. It was a good time.
Cap.
Listen, you can't be just calling Cap like that, Austin. Cap with no support.
But I have proof.
What's your proof?
What's your favorite part of Attack of the Clones?
Attack of the Clones? All the prequel memes.
All the what?
All the prequel memes.
The prequel names?
Memes.
Me? Oh, okay. All right. So your favorite part of this... Hold on. So you're saying that your favorite movie in this saga of 9 movies, like 4 auxiliary movies, 2 series, and then at this point, 1 live-action series, you're saying that your favorite part of this is Attack of the Clones, and the reason for that is because of the prequel memes that came out of it. I just want to make sure I'm following.
That's why I'm here.
I cannot stand
you. But my favorite movie, definitive, like final answer, would be Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Yeah. I understand that. Especially with our generation. Mine's kind of a guilty pleasure, because mine's probably episode 1, but that's because it's what I started with in Star Wars. I also recognize that, like, story-wise, the best one is probably episode 5 or episode 6, just from, like, an objective standpoint. But episode 1 holds, like, a really, like, tender spot in my heart. Mm. Yeah. What was that face about, Art?
It was just...
What's wrong?
I can't... They're so boring.
What do you mean?
The original trilogy's boring.
What? All right, hold on. So, the original trilogy,
yeah,
which is like pretty consistently just like combat and like rescuing people and all that, is boring. But their prequels, that like half of it is about the political intrigue of the Republic, is not boring.
See, that's the word, intrigue. It had me.
Are you serious?
I was hooked in deep into the lore. I was going from.
Eric, man. Hold on. I would like the record to show that every time we watch any type of Star Wars media, you are constantly asking me questions.
So I can learn. About the lore. So I can learn. I want to get involved.
Hold on. So I'm not following you. Huh? Because at this point, your argument has come back in a circle.
You're the one that brought it here.
You said your favorite part is because the lore really intrigued you.
Yeah.
But you still haven't learned anything about the lore?
I'm learning new shit every day. I know the basic stuff.
Okay, go on.
Yeah.
What's the basic stuff, Eric?
What do you mean, what's the basic stuff? Austin, you can't just spend it like right. that.
Give me a Star Wars synopsis. Information about that, but I found something else. Do you want to know what makes a girl basic? No. What's the timestamp? I need the timestamp. What do we got here?
20 minutes and 26 seconds. So 2020.
Wow. So give me just like a basic synopsis real quick of Star Wars.
Of Star Wars?
Yeah. What is your synopsis of Star Wars?
What is my synopsis of Star Wars? All right. Let me take a deep breath.
I can't stand you. Because everyone has their different, what Star Wars is really about. I want to know what do you think Star Wars is really about, Eric?
Star Wars is the story of this shit. It's okay. So it starts from all the information that I have that I know.
Okay.
So starts in the beginning of the universe, the Force, yada, yada, yada. Important, mystical, nobody really understands, but it speaks to, like, very few people. And so then the Jedi were formed. And then in response to that, the when they were going around to other planets and stuff, the Sith didn't like the Jedi for whatever reason. I cannot remember why.
Keep going.
And so, I started that like 1,000+ years ago. Also, there's this little planet called Mandalore. Don't like the Jedi. Eventually, they became a Mandalorian Jedi. Don't like the Jedi again. Cool. After that, you get the Old Republic. Yeah, first is the Old Republic. Then, after some time, it falls. Then, New Republic comes. And then, after thousands upon thousands of generations of Sith, after generations of Sith planning... Why are you laughing?
No, keep going.
After generations of planning, the Sith are like, alright, I fucking hate... by the way, Sith beings, not Sith beings, Force beings came alive at some point in time, but it's before all this shit, so there's that part. You gotta keep that in mind, too. Alright. So, after generations of Sith planning on revenge, after, yeah, you know, being defeated because, you know, Sith are the bad guys, the dark side of the Force, Anakin Skywalker is conceived through the Force and Shmi... Smee? Is it Smee? Shmee? That's a fucking stupid name. Yeah, it's a stupid
going.
Name.
You keep going.
Stop laughing at
no,
me.
No, I'm listening.
After Anakin's born, Sith Lord Sidious. Yes. Yeah, Sith Lord Sidious kills his master and then moves into action his apprentice, Darth Maul. It's not his apprentice because he has like 1,001 because he's a Sith Lord and he can do whatever the fuck he wants, right? So while he's saying he has him as his apprentice, he also has another dude, Darth Tyrannus, also Count Dooku, persuaded to the dark side, saying that the Jedi have lost their ways, blah, 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 type shit. Okay, you stop chuckling. I was...
Keep going.
Okay, after that, there's, after letting the wheels of the Senate turn, he convinces a bunch of people, like, as Darth Sidious, you know, hey, you should leave to, you know, kickstart the fucking plan for a little bit longer, because he's tired waiting. So, after that, the Separatists form, and they get a droid army, while a Jedi orders clones on Kamino to be made. Yeah. And I'm slowly losing each brain cell as this continues.
I'm getting there. Give me the expedited version. What's the rest of it?
Expedited version?
Yeah, give me the expedited version for the rest.
Skywalker fucks a person.
Okay.
Nothing good comes out of it. It's the Skywalker saga. Just a bunch of bitching and crying. With a bunch of cool won't swords. That's it.
That's it?
Then someone that's not even a Skywalker, even though it's called the Skywalker Saga, kills Palpatine. And became the Palpatine Saga.
Okay. And then what do we find out about her?
Find out about... Not a damn thing!
Well, we do find out that she's Palpatine's granddaughter.
Oh, holy shit! And yeah. They're gonna rewrite... So there's been talks about they're gonna rewrite that and have that be like, oh, it was actual Palpatine's son and not just a Palpatine clone. So it's just fucking weird. It's all weird. I don't like the sequels.
Not a fan of the sequels either.
That we can agree on. Yeah. But the original
trilogy. I want to say that might have been the best synopsis of Star Wars I've ever seen. I think we should start doing this more regularly, where I give you very limited amounts of lore, and then I'd make you synopsisize the whole thing.
I will bullshit my way.
Yeah, that's what you did here.
Yeah.
That's what you just did.
I just pulled a bunch of shit that I remember that was canon. I was like, well, here we go.
There were some gaps in there. I just love how you were like, yeah, then there was the Old Republic, and then that fell, and then sometime later there was the New Republic. And I was like, okay, that's the general gist of what happened, I guess.
I'm skipping. This is like an American history textbook version of all the events that happened. Not the whole detail, just, you know.
Oh.
Oh, there was this thing called Yoda.
Fantastic. Fantastic. You want to hear my synopsis? Not my real synopsis, but I'll give you like my bullshit one.
Go ahead.
All right, it's cool. So I'm just gonna talk about the main, you know, saga, right? So the episode 1 through 9. So episode 1 through 9 is actually.
I know where you're going with this. I know exactly where you're going with
it's
this.
It's actually
no
a romantic comedy.
God damn it!
Where our two lovebirds are C-3PO and R2-D2. Have you ever noticed how the only two characters that are in every single main Star Wars entry is R2-D2 and C-3PO? Meaning that since they are the only characters, and I'm pretty sure they were also in either, I think they're in Rogue One, but don't quote me on that. I haven't seen Rogue One in a while. Now, if the only two characters that are similar between all 9 movies is R2-D2 and C-3PO, we're led to believe that they're pretty important. Episode 1 starts with R2-D2 meeting C-3PO. And I want to go on record saying that I do believe that C-3PO is the passive husband and R2-D2 is the dom wife. So we move on, they become friends, right? And then episode 3 happens, right? And they get separated. Well, episode 3 happens. They both end up going with Leia. And then episode 4, they get separated. Right. Right. So, then they get reunited. And we go through 5 more movies where, you know, the banter and an absolute wrecking of C-3PO's confidence is just on display. And as you know, as we go through all of Star Wars canon, we see that the farther we get throughout the history of Star Wars, you know, from all the way from episode 1 all the way up to the sequel trilogy. Eric, don't make me take your phone.
They are in Rogue One.
They are in Rogue One? Got it. Got it.
No.
Alright. And then, you know, and the farther we go in the Star Wars story, from episode 1 to episode 9, the sassier C-3PO gets. So, the passive husband is starting to bite back, you know, against his oppressor. And that's what Star Wars is. It's a romantic comedy between R2-D2 and C-3PO.
My favorite character in all of Star Wars is Anakin Skywalker.
No cap?
No cap.
All right, fair enough.
And the fucking Jedi Temple just gives him so much shit. And then they keep adding on to shit. It's like, oh my god. How come we didn't see Anakin, who always wore the dark clothes and gave us school shooter vibes, turn to the dark side?
My man did have school shooter vibes, if I'm being...
Padme was also toxic.
Padme was pretty toxic, especially in episode 2.
I loved you. I have always loved you. We're about to die, but I still love you. What? You didn't? You couldn't have told me this sooner?
Before we were about to die?
No. I didn't want to. Why didn't you read my mind?
My favorite character... I have a different favorite character from canon than from Legends. Do you have a favorite Legends character? I'll do my canon character while...
Revan.
Revan?
Yeah.
Okay. My favorite Legends character is probably Malgus. Darth Malgus, just from a pure cool standpoint, like, had the absolute coolest lightsaber I've ever seen, with a battle axe built into the hilt of it. Crazy. Just absolute cool factor. He was a really good fighter, except for when he fought against, like, you know, plot shield characters. When he fought against plot shield characters, he was terrible. But anyone else, he was like, oh yeah, I'll murder you. And the, just from cool factor, probably Malgus. Canon, probably Darth Maul, especially after Clone Wars and Rebels, like how much they fleshed out that character. The final duel between him and Obi-Wan and Rebels is still probably my favorite animated lightsaber duel, just because of like what it represents and in the, you know, grand scheme of continuity. But yeah, it's probably my favorite. What, do you have a favorite lightsaber duel?
My favorite lightsaber duel is between Darth Sidious and Palpatine. One second. Stop. Darth Sidious and his...
Darth Maul and Savage Press?
Yes, that's what I meant.
All right, so... I can't stand you.
To provide an alternative, maybe.
Why do you like that one? What are you? I can't wait to edit this out in post. Sorry, I can't wait for you to edit this out in post, Dan.
I like it because it was really flashy. And
it was like all... Did you see what he put? I want, for the record, Devin Gray, our producer and CEO of the company, has put in our official. Also, that's gonna be a shot next time I'm on the next time I'm on Thoughts from the Mothership. That's a shot if I've ever seen one. He has searched Rule 34 for
a
picture of a female R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Save file.
That are quite, they are quite bodacious.
Send to mother.
If I may put in my own two cents. Also.
Send to granddad's dead email.
C-3PO and R2-D2 are in Rogue One of Star Wars Stories. Which further seals my synopsis of the Star Wars saga being a rom-com between two of the most iconic characters in the franchise. But anyway, before we were rudely interrupted by our owner.
Owner? Oh, Devin Gray. Chill on that owner shit.
Sorry, governor. Sorry.
There we go.
Just trying to add.
Why is that one your favorite? Like, is it just cool factor a favorite Star Wars duel, or?
I mean, it's probably my favorite because it just looks really nice.
Okay.
It's very clean and crisp. Like, it shows off the Emperor's, like, ability. Even though he doesn't like using a saber, he can fucking wield that shit, you know? And it's probably some of the better displays of the use of a lightsaber.
Okay. Have you seen the Ahsoka versus Darth Maul fight?
Yes.
That one's really good too. Just from a, because that one's like, I like that one because they mocapped it, and they brought back the original actor from Darth Maul to do the mocap for him, which was really cool.
The scream was cool.
Yeah.
But I also liked. Kenobi versus Grievous.
Kenobi versus Grievous? In which time?
The last time. When he kicks him and he was like, oh, that fucking hurt!
I was like
canon.
It's yeah, so it's stupid. It was like,
Have you seen the Clone Wars movie? The Star Wars The Clone Wars movie?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So there's a moment in it where... It's towards the end. It's like in the last third of the movie, and they're in like a dogfight in space, right? And a couple of like the crab droids that like fly, like the bombers, the droid bombers, they're flying past the front of one of the frigates, and the two people there, you just hear sound effects. They're going, me and Thomas watched this. And we were like, excuse me? Yeah, the funniest shit I've ever seen. We rewatched it like probably 3 weeks ago. And this has stuck with us ever since. Well, Eric, we've come to our new segment for the day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be something we do every 4 episodes or so. You know, today, it's episode 4. Probably do this again on episode 8, if we remember to do it. If not, then we'll do it on episode 9. And then we'll make it, I guess, an every 5 episode thing. We'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to do story time. So, we've been around for a while.
Yes.
You know, we've known each other for a while.
Old as shit.
We've done some embarrassing shit.
Oh, God.
In the time, you know, that we've been, you know, college and, you know, beyond college at this point. Tell we're gonna let you start today. What is a story that you feel comfortable sharing that just in the moment was pretty embarrassing?
So we're going to talk about chaotic evil drunk Eric. Right? So it was the end of band camp 2018. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the coconut bra story.
The coconut bra story.
Ah, classic. The only one of the few times I remember losing my shit and it being scary.
You did lose your shit.
Yeah. I got a little drunk, got a little drunk a little too fast, and then I got very drunk, and then it got dark. So I was just like, yeah, this is a fucking good time. None of this matters, and we're all going to die in like 100 years or something. Shit doesn't matter. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking do it myself. And I was like, all dark and shit? Yeah, it was fucking... it was funny. Because then I was like, during that dark shit, I saw this girl, and I was like, you know, I wasn't talking to her on Instagram. I literally said hi and shit because I was too nervous. And then I was like, you have a fat ass, Abby. So I was like, you got a fat ass, and I'm really sad, but your ass is really nice. I'm not going to kill myself. So I was like that. And so I go, I got to fucking pee. And then I was like, hey, Nate. It was Nathan Witte. I was like, Nate, I have to pee, but I can't do this myself. And so he held me by his arms. I was like, thanks for helping me piss, Nate. And I was having trouble holding my dick straight, and I aimed towards the wall. I was like, thanks. Can you hold me up while I wash my hands, too? And so after that, apparently, I fell down the stairs, and I fucking threw up. I was like, I'm never going to get invited to any more parties, which I fucking would have been. I understand why that wouldn't have been cool. But, yeah, that was funny as shit, you know.
I just love how the only repercussions you were, like, scared of was like, oh, no, I'm not going to come to any more parties.
Yeah, I love parties, bro.
Even though, like, I was the one throwing the party, so, like, you knew you were going to be welcome back. So, also, as someone who was also there, this is pretty much exactly how this went down. You know, I was pretty high during the entirety of this party. Because as most of you all know, if you have seen my episode of Thoughts on the Mothership, I don't drink very often. And when I do, I go really, really hard. So, this actually leads me, we have plenty of time. I'll go and tell a story today, too. So, we can just, every 4 weeks, we'll each tell a story. We'll, mm-hmm. you know, we'll wrap up what we're doing for the month.
She's
know,
still got a fat ass.
Really rotate it out. So I'll go and tell a story too. So if you're a friend of mine, you've probably heard this story, but for those of you who are first time listeners, be prepared and enjoy. So freshman year Austin was an alcoholic.
Oh.
Like unironically would like drink consistently, drink all the time, by himself, with other people, did not matter. So, there was a party freshman year, obviously I was going to go to, because, you know, I went to a lot of parties freshman year. Don't go to parties your freshman year of college, please.
Shit.
Eric. What a person.
I love parties, bro.
So, I went to a party. It was a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And those of you who know me probably know where I'm going with this. This is the Pikachu story.
The Pikachu story.
So, this has been on many... I've been asked this story many, many times. So, hopefully now it is recorded. Nobody will have to ask me about it again. So, freshman year, went to a party at a friend of mine, an acquaintance of mine, is on the other side of town. And... I had only recently started smoking. I want to preface it with that. I had very, very recently started smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, and like freshmen who don't know how to go to fucking parties, we showed up right on time for the party to start, which meant nobody was there yet. So we were sitting there, and like we knocked on the door, and they're like, hey, what's up? And we're like, oh, we're here for the party. It's like, He like looked at his watch and he goes, dog, it's like 8:55. And he goes, yeah, the party starts at 9, right? He goes, okay, come on in. So we go in there, and they're watching, like, Westworld. Like, the show, like, the cowboys and, like, the scientists and stuff.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Still have not got into it to this day.
No.
But they're watching Westworld. So we were just, like, sitting there watching Westworld. It's like, and then I remember looking over, and I was like, so, like, is this it? And he's like, oh, no, you guys are just, like, early. Like, really early. And it's like, and I was like, what? He's like, it starts at, like, 9, right? He goes, yeah, but, like, that means don't show up until, like, 9:20, 9:30. Like, we have so long. And I go, oh, okay. He's like, well, you want a drink? And so we start drinking, right? Because, you know, freshman year Austin didn't know how to say no to a drink. So we start drinking. And, you know, drinks are, you know, getting, you know, tossed around. They're like, all right, well, we got weed in the attic. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Ooh.
Cool. Because I had recently started smoking weed. So I was like, okay, yeah, we can, you know, just be a little crossed, you know, it's nothing.
Well.
Yeah. So I go up in the attic and I'm like chilling and, you know, passing around joints, bongs, blunts, everything in between, right? We had like people were there who weren't smoking that were there just to like roll because they were really good at rolling. It was like a whole thing.
Oh my God. Wild.
So we get, you know, I'm sitting up there. Eventually I come back down and my friends are like, where have you been? And I was like, and I'm high as shit. Absolutely buttered. Like, eyes are glazing over, all that. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, dude, it's like 11:30.
And oh, I'm
like,
God.
I was like, what? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, you've been up there for like hours, dog. And I'm like, oh my God. He's like, we've been looking for you. We thought you like ran off. And I was like, oh no, I'm just high as shit, dog. They're like, all right, well, you want a drink? And so we start drinking again, right? And while all this is happening, this is again a Halloween party.
Yeah.
So my costume for this is a Pikachu onesie. So I'm walking around.
That was a Raichu, bro.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that. So this is a Pikachu onesie that I had gone to Walmart like 4 days before, purchased. I went through the line. Someone witnessed me order this like 2XL adult onesie that's a Pikachu. So I just want to set the stage for that. So I'm walking around this like Pikachu onesie, right? High as shit at this point. And, you know, and then I start drinking. And I get like 4 or 5 cups into this punch, right? And eventually I'm like, man, where are all my friends? Because I couldn't find anyone. I will later learn that I literally didn't look anywhere. I was just standing in the same spot looking for my friends. So eventually I'm like looking around. I'm like, well, I guess I'll go smoke again. And I go back up to the attic, spend like another hour up there, come back down, and I like fall on somebody coming out of the mix. Like, and I fall on him, and then I realized it's my TA. it's my teacher's assistant for marching band. And I go, oh, hey, man, what's up, dog? And he goes, Austin, you should like chill the fuck out. And I was like, no, absolutely not. And I was like, I gotta go get some more punch, dog. Like, you know, a freshman. And he goes, all right, well, you know, just chill out. Make sure you're at rehearsal on Monday. And I was like, okay. So, you know, walking around, go get some more punch. And then I go and sit on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And I pass out. About an hour and a half later, I get woken up by this girl that like went there with me, and she like smacks on my face, like, Austin, you okay? And I was like, and I wake up and I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'd only been knocked out for like 15 minutes. It was like 15 minutes and I was slumped. I had no idea what was going on. And like, yeah, you just been sitting here, you passed out. And I start crying. And I was like, what? Where am I? And they were like, oh, he's freaking out. We need to get him home. So they go over and they find a mutual friend of ours, Cameron.
Yeah.
And then my roommate at the time, we'll call him George, because that was his name. They came over and they were like, all right, yeah, we got to get him back to the dorm. So Cameron, like, all the props, picked me up off this couch. Like, Cameron is not exactly the type of person that I would think would be able to lift me up. I am, for reference, freshman year I was 6'3", like 340 pounds. I was a big dude. And he's picked me up off this couch. And I was like, dang, we just going, huh? And we start walking out, and I was like, just like waving bye to people and everything. And all that. I stopped crying at this point because, you know, I figured out where the fuck I was. And, you know, I wasn't having a panic attack. And, you know, I was looking around, I was waving bye to everybody. And then, you know, the female friend, you know, kind of walked up to me and was like, all right, I'll check on you tomorrow. And then, like, you know, dragged me outside, got me into the car, and then we started driving. The drive from the party to where my dorm was about 20 minutes. Oh. I was in this car for like 20 minutes.
Holy fuck.
And like at some point I start getting nauseous, right? Mm-hmm. As you do whenever you know, you're crossed and you've had entirely too much to drink. As Devin knows from, you know, me coming over to his house and, you know, drinking at his house. Again, if I drink, I go hard. That's all I'm saying.
Well, man.
Now, about halfway through, I start, you know, feeling ridiculous. And I was like, Cameron, you got to pull over, dog. I'm about to throw up. And he was like, what? And I was like, I got to throw up. And he just rolls down the window. And I was like, wait, what? And then I just start throwing up, right? Mm-hmm. And the punch that I was drinking was red. Mm-hmm. So everything that was coming out was red. And I threw up out the window, on the dash, all over myself. It was a mess. Now, we'll allude to your comment earlier. I had turned this Pikachu outfit basically into a Raichu outfit because it was so red. It was ridiculous. It was absolutely disgusting. And we get back, and I look over at Cameron, and I'm crying. I'm just like, I don't remember this part, but this is how it was described to me. I was crying. And Cameron looks down and goes, what's wrong, dog? And I go, man, I can't go in here. I'm like super drunk. They're gonna kick me out of school, Cameron. this is like what drunk Austin was like most worried about. He was like, dog, they're gonna kick me out of school. I can't go in like this. I've got vomit all over me. Like, what am I gonna do? I'm only 18 years old. And don't drink when you're 18 years old, by the way. Don't.
No.
Wait until you're legally allowed to. I should, you know, for liability issues, we should probably say that.
That is important.
But, you know, and he goes, no, Austin, don't even worry about it, dog. We're just going to get you in here, you know, take you to bed, you're going to go to sleep. It's going to be fine. And I'm like, okay, fine. And so he gets me out of this onesie, and I'm wearing like, it's like the end of October. You know, it's pretty chilly at this point. And, you know, I'm wearing shorts, a t-shirt, and then like some shoes under the costume. Takes it off me, it is brisk out here. Ooh. It was like 45 degrees. Not having it. And I go, so he gets me inside, and he's carrying this onesie. He's like total champ about this. Carrying this onesie. And we pass, like I like stand up straight, and I like pretend really hard to be sober, and I'll beeline for the elevator. And the security guard just looks over at me and Cameron and goes, rough night, huh? And Cameron looks back and goes, you have no idea, man. And we go up, and he puts me to bed. Probably, to this day, either the number one or number two most embarrassing party story that I have.
Coconut bra is number one. And number two is funny as fuck.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to get to that at the next installment of Storytime. Now, unfortunately, as Devin has told us, we do have to wrap up at 40 minutes. So, this has been Vlogcasters. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Have a great evening.
Y'all take care.
And then every now and then when I do show up, I can mic up and, like, not say anything. But then when it hits the 45-minute mark and you guys aren't wrapping up, like, for me to interject me, in the show. Austin, you gotta end the show. You have to start. And then you guys just, like, I think that'd be
a fun thing. That's gonna make them hate you even more.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Whatever. Devin, we're gonna make you like Walt Disney. Like, you're like overarching evil.
Why?
You're feeding into it. What do you mean?
That part would be funny, but, man, you don't need to make me some kind of evil villain.
We're gonna make you the whole antagonist of Great Man Media. but like, you're not gonna do anything bad. We're just gonna like gaslight you into it.
Guys, you have to end Austin. Please end the show. Austin, end. It's gotta. Bye, guys. Goodbye. That's Fallcasters.
You ready?